You're listening to Travel Info. I'm your host, Lee Franklin, and this is episode number 4. Our topic today is Bali before tourism. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Most people have never experienced Bali in its original, untouched state. So are 21 incredible photos of Bali in the 1970s before tourism took over 11 Clifford White and a monkey just chillin' 13 in 1969 it was officially declared a tourist attraction by UNESCO as part, the world's first national park. The area is home to more than 2 million visitors and has been designated one for tourists since 1868 and now takes up almost half that space. In 201,516, only 6 sites were listed on this list. There are few places in the world so deeply connected to and dependent on tourism as Bali, the Hindu-majority Indonesian island and TripAdvisor's top global destination in 2017. The all-night clubs, bars and pizza joints of Kuta, full of drunken Australians and Europeans visiting on cheap budget flights, resemble the Mediterranean nightlife destination of Ibiza. Mass tourism really only began in the 1960s, and in just a few decades, the island became one of the most visited places in Asia. A true paradise for tourists. Istanbul is an ideal place if you want more than your average tourist with plenty going around every day. The main attraction here at Turkan has been built up from its original layout. I have never seen anything like it before. You can enjoy this great view over Istanbul. Every element of nature possesses its power, which reflects the power of the gods. These Sino-Balinese not only embrace their original religion, which is a mixture of Buddhism, Christianity, Taoism and Confucianism, but also find a way to harmonize it with the local traditions. Performances meant solely for the entertainment of humans take place outside the walls of the temple and are called Balabalahan. The Balinese worship these people as they do in traditional ways. They often use them on religious occasions such that even if one falls asleep or dies during meditation, the person who breaks down will be considered dead by his or her followers. Point 1, you can't just sit there waiting until you die. It's really hard when your heart stops beating. 23, adding, the rest comes from my mind, quiet beaches and not a Westerner in sight. Fascinating photo series reveals Bali in the 1970s before tourism exploded. His photo album includes images of a quiet Kuta beach, which is now littered with rubbish and tourists. A fascinating photo album reveals what the untouched spot looked like, with pristine beaches, quiet dirt track roads and no Westerners in sight. The photos are so beautiful that they even inspired an online petition to ban them from tourist attractions. I have never seen anything more spectacular than this island, said Mr. Kairasau after seeing his image taken at Makwa Beach on February 4 last year when he was visiting Koji Island near Kamuya Bay Kaka. It's one hell of a park. Not before 1826 did the Raja of Badung express his willingness to enter into a treaty with the Dutch and allow a representative of the colonial government to establish a residence in Badung. What's more, thousands of foreigners have taken up residence on the island, finding the official paperwork to get permits and licenses fairly easy, definitely when compared to other places in Indonesia. The local government, too, welcomes those who bring in money and acts. It is very important that you are not afraid. You can even go there if it doesn't mean they don't want your freedom or their rights as well. This is all for today, friends. My name is Lee and this was episode 4 of Travel Info. See ya next time.